You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And again, Sartor Hamer, Texon Honda Lincoln Hotline. Let's go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline and talk to our buddy John Squire. John, what's happening?
BP and Jay, hey, always good to talk to you guys.
What's good? What's on your mind?
Hey, what you guys are talking about right now fascinates me. And that is, what is Coach Joseph? What is he to be held accountable for right now versus, I think it's kind of short-sighted when I hear these people say, oh, he's got to go 7-5, or he's got to do this, or he's got to do that within the next 6 weeks. Well, what he's done so far since he got here in, what, February? Is recruit the best players on our team, take over as head coach, made some tough decisions. He clearly has, I really think the players are happy he's their coach right now. And I would hope that Trev, and I'm sure this is true, that Trev looks at the bigger picture on this, because I want your thoughts too. It's like, okay, the Kansas coach won a big game the other night. Is that one game? Is that snapshot of his career? Is that what makes him suitable to be our coach, or is it bigger than that?
Right. Yeah. Those are good points. I mean, I think depends on who you listen to and what they look for, and what they're viewing as the criteria. It probably changes. Some people, I'm a firm believer. If you're a good football coach, you're a good football coach. And people think, right. And some people might feel like, oh, he needs to have Big Ten experience, or he needs to have Power Five experience. Well, you could be eliminating yourself from a really good coach, and then next thing you know, you're back in the same position 3 or 4 years later. Just think, here's a perfect example. Say if you want to compare to Mickey Joseph, right? Luke Fickell had to take over for Tressel, odd year, with the whole NCAA thing there. Went through a rough patch with the Ohio State. I think that was the only year that Nebraska beat Ohio State here when it was raining that night. Remember, Bo was mad. Everybody left when they're down by like 14 or 17 points, and we came back and won. But then Urban Meyer kept him on, right? And then he went on to Cincinnati. So just think how many teams had the same excuse not to hire Luke Fickell, right, because of lack of experience. To say if it was no SEC, experience or hadn't coached there before, X, Y, and Z. So you have to really – I'm a big believer. You got to look – everybody's in theory that would be coming in here, including Mickey Joseph interviewing for the job, is a good football coach, right? You're not going to be up for the Nebraska job and can't coach a lick. So, now granted, some are better than others. Nick Saban, obviously, he was interviewing for the job. Everybody else is kind of fighting uphill for second place. But within reason, right? You got to start looking at the person. You got to start looking at the person and you know, all the things that you view as very important to be successful. And there's probably some qualities that you could take from Nick Saban, even Dabo Sweeney, Urban, Coach Osborne, you know, any coaches that you view as being successful. They all probably have like a good foundation of like four or five things, right? So then you look for those in that person and in their track record. Now, the coach at Kansas has a really good. He started, worked his way up, took Wisconsin Whitewater to a national powerhouse, right? He's coached here.
Yep.
And then the Buffalo, and then he came down to Kansas and make them legit. I remember watching Kansas last year, I think, against Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina won, but they looked like a different Kansas team.
Yeah.
Even though he was kind of makeshift in the roster. And so he's doing a good job. There's plenty of guys out there that are good, but the most important thing you need to focus on is what Mickey's going to do here. It's a good opportunity. It's a unique opportunity. It's not the most ideal opportunity, but you know what? Mickey's going to face it head on. He's not going to make any excuses, and he's going to make the most out of it. And if the players – if I was talking to the players, I'd say, look, dude, if you want the best for you, you better go out there and play your butt off for these eight games. I could give you some advice right there. Because, number one, regardless if they bring in another coach, if you don't keep Mickey Joseph or make an effort, then I got to look at you sideways. Then you're already off to a bad start. And Mickey's here. You're gonna have a coach that you know that you went and played for. He has like intel on you, you know. And so, you know, right now, Mickey Joseph, I'm planning on him being the head coach. I'm planning on him doing well these last eight games, and then just moving on from there. Everybody likes to talk about all this stuff. It's weird because if I was a head coach in this position right now. And I do what I expect to do, right? And you try to sit down with me, I'm going to be looking at you straight crazy next year and you looking at me in the face. Because there's 8 weeks left in the season, not 8 days. If there's 8 days left in the season, like kind of when everybody knew it was a foregone conclusion, Mike Riley was going to be, you know, let go, I get all the talk, right? But you don't – we're not even a – we're a third through – a quarter through the season, right? A third? I don't know what. Well, yeah, a third through the season. The lot can change.
Hey, DP, I got a quick question for you, too, along this same line. Because when I was coaching, I coached about 18 years, and I can tell you straight to your face, some of the best coaching jobs that myself and the staff that I was working with did might have been some of our worst record teams where we just had a lot to overcome. And I don't think people see the big – I know it's a bottom-line business, but it irritates me when people want to hold Mickey accountable to players and schemes and everything else that he had really nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that just depends. I mean, I think there's always a deeper reason behind not all the time. Sometimes there's a deeper reason why you're coming up with these expectations that weren't put upon anybody else before.
Yep.
And that's
you guys are awesome.
Hey, John, don't go anywhere. I do want to ask you. You got a big week for the softball girls. You got an inter-squad scrimmage Thursday, and then another exhibition on Sunday. Correct?
This weekend, you bet.
So
you bet they're doing a great job right now. We've had some scrimmages, but we've had two games: one against Creighton, and one against University of Nebraska Kearney. And I'll tell you what. The girls look pretty tough. I mean, we're not having trouble scoring runs, and we've only given up one in two games. So this is going to be a team that's got potential to be as good or better than they were last year, and it's fun. I love it.
Scarlet and Scream scrimmage Thursday, 3:30 at Bolin, and then Sunday a doubleheader starts at noon against Kansas. So, John, good luck to the girls. Please shout out. And love to Abby as well. Greatly appreciate you, brother.
Perfect. All right, you guys take care.
There it is.
Okay.
Good
points, man. It's weird because like the media heads have not learned from every hire that obviously hasn't worked out in recent history.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, but that's, I mean, why I don't. That's why I don't even, you know, like talking about it. I don't even like. Here's the thing: the people who are talking about it have no idea what the actual process is. You're talking about this next deal for this quarter. This next head coach is going to be basically a $30 to $40 million deal, and to not acknowledge that the regents have to have full vetting. That the administration has to have full vetting. The athletic director has full vetting. We're not talking about the local cashier. We're talking about the highest paid employee for the state and the vetting that has to go on. We're not talking about, hey, I need to check your credit. Hey, I need to check with your neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, some of those conversations are right now, or I'm assuming maybe, I mean, even Trey said that he's going to talk to some people. I'm sure there's agents that are calling and so forth and so on. But I just think that you're just saying stuff just to say it and trying to eliminate it because you're worried about what you're looking at versus what you're seeing on the field. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I won't say do your job, but dude, you got to get out you can't be sitting up here and talking about, like, when I listen and talk about you. In any way or form or fashion, you thought Mike Riley was going to do something. I could have told you that. I could have told you that the day he was hired. This dude is just the opposite. You know, we had a brown-haired, angry girlfriend in Bo, or who we thought he was, and you're going to go get nice Mike. That's all it was.
Like, but the it was the reaction to the situation instead of making the full choice.
It's so, right. It's so impulsive. And so, you know, okay, it's just, like this, like, I was disappointed. I didn't have a problem with Bill Moos. I was disappointed they didn't hire Trev the first time. Well, we hired him, 3 years later? Like, what happened in 3 years? Like, what did you see? Now, granted, I'm sure they had some criteria, and I don't have no idea. But I would ask you, what magically did you see? And I'm sure – I don't know how long was Bill Moos the AD. Was it 3 years? Probably longer than that, right? Yeah. Four? I don't know. What did you see in them 4 years? Because
you,
I know Trev
had glasses.
But I know he ain't
you
changed
got
that
glasses,
much,
Jerry.
Right?
You finally got glasses. That's what happened.
I got LASIK surgery.
That's what happened in the four years.
He was there for four.
Okay, right? In four years, you decided, okay, because I remember, and I won't mention this Omaha, I think he's an Omaha World Herald retired guy. He told, and I remember seeing him at the airport. I was heading to Charlotte. I don't know where he was going. He asked me what I thought, and I was like, dude, I just would assume that they were going to hire Trev. He's been there and done well, right? I mean, that's what I'm pulling for. He's like, oh, maybe not. But he's like, Nebraska's going to hire an AD, and we're going to pay him $1 million. I said, why? He's like, why wouldn't you? We ain't got a fundraise. We got people putting their butts in the stands everywhere. We got facilities. Like, what makes you, right? So you just giving away free money? I'm like, well, dang, you could just hire me. I would have done it. Tell me you had to hire Scott Frost. That's easy.
I'm tired of hearing it was a hard decision.
Get on a plane, go down there, and you had an unlimited check what you want, and you didn't come back. Just get on the plane with me. Bring your dog too.
I just don't even, like I said, I still don't know. And text line, feel free to tell me. But what is priority one for the change in the head coaching position?
I will say this. I can't speak for Trev. I'm only going to guess. Is guesstimate a word, Nate? Mm. You're close enough to college. Is guesstimate a word?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
It is today, right?
Good enough. I don't see why not.
I have a good guesstimation, and I would be willing to bet $1 because I'm not a big gambler that Trev knows what he wants, right? I am talking about the people that cover the team. When you turn on the dial – and it's just not, I wouldn't say garbage, because I never, look, that's their opinion. They got to do what they got to do. But it's just like, dude, I don't want to point fingers, but that's why Nebraska, outside of the state of Nebraska, you know what Nebraska is known for? Like being posers. You know what I mean? If you don't know what a poser is, it's like somebody, okay, for basketball, that a kid would, you know, show up. He's got the new, what, KD?
The new gear.
New LeBrons.
New tennis
wristbands
shoes.
And all
Mr.
that.
Mr. Accessories.
And can't play a lick. And all his favorite teams are like the Yankees, the Patriots.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys and the Lakers.
But here's the thing. Nobody's going to accept that that's a statement of truth.
Well, that's fine, but that's what I'm just telling you. That's how you're being viewed. But the part of the view is because you're so set on
looking
the part instead of don't miss out on a good coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know at the time, and I will tell you this: Scott Frost was the right hire at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't if somebody says, "Oh, no way," yeah, you could forecast because maybe you know the personality hasn't changed, but at that point in time. What he's done was the hire.
Did you have the things around him that was going to do the stuff for Scott that Scott was not willing to do? That's how you pick.
Well, hold on.
Coach.
Well, yeah, but that's a second conversation.
Right.
We're just talking about hiring the coach. But as you move forward, okay, and then when you look at what Mike Riley, right, and then you looked at other, you have to start looking at. Okay, well, let's just look at our process. Is the same guys kind of bouncing the ping pong thing around there and we're having the same thing? Or would you just be so willingly ask somebody else their opinion that might have more realistic views than you that's kind of in the business of football more than
genius,
you?
That's genius, Jay Foreman.
But I think that will happen. But
that's
genius. But it's like to me, like I know everybody thought like, well, and I – like when you for instance, when I was down and seeing my daughter and their daughters in Charlotte.
Man, I hope you can say that again sometime.
One of my daughters in Charlotte, one of her friends' dad played for the Miami Hurricanes when they were really good. And we always, see each other and we might have a beer and we'll talk about, man, college football is always better when Nebraska and Miami is relevant, right? And so we're kind of in the same boat. So we always jab each other because, I've been lighting him up about Middle Tennessee State, and he was lighting me up about Georgia Southern. And I said, hey, well, amazing what 2 weeks is.
Man.
But as you get to it, like, I remember him having this conversation with me. He was like, well, if Scott Frost can't do it, then pretty much, like, nobody can. I was like, dude, no. Coaching football, okay, is coaching football. There's a lot of coaches that are successful right now that people would have had no idea or could forecast that they would be good coaches. They've learned from coaches. They got in a good situation. Somebody's mentored them. They've learned from their mistakes. Oddly enough, I was watching TV and Brett Bielema was talking about when he got let go at Arkansas and he went through the 30-day process of how he came to terms that he had to change and be more open to change with his offensive style. But then the one thing that he was able to hang his hat on, he said other SEC coaches were hiring his assistants. So he's like, actually, we're actually doing some things right so we can hang our hat here. But then he went to – and this is just for him. He said he went to Oklahoma. He said he went to Alabama. I think he said he went to Clemson. And then there was some West Coast team that he went. And everywhere he went, he took a little bit of information. And then they took information from him. Now, Illinois is not going to be, Ohio State. But the things that he's open to more now helped him, he said, on the defensive side. So is he a better coach now than he was then? So are you hiring – you know what I'm saying? Because you might have – because he was probably one of the hotter guys that went to Arkansas. But was he really ready to go to Arkansas?
He needed to go to Arkansas.
I'm saying he wasn't ready, but he went, and then now he's ready. So you don't always turn your back on a coach because of what's on paper. Because his record at Arkansas doesn't necessarily show you, oh, we should hire him at the Big Ten.
Well, that's Nick Saban. Like, that's Nick Saban early, that sometimes you have to go through the process. I love the quote that you use. I mean, it's coaches are an accumulation of the people in their circle.
That's it.
Like, that's it. And so as you go through it, what you hope is that the coach learns, continues to learn.
Nick Saban did the same thing.
When they continue to learn, they get better at it. When they stop learning or refuse to learn, it becomes a train wreck. We'll throw it a break. We'll come back. We'll get Jay's pick for Monday Night Football.
Oh,
it's
the New York Football
Giants versus the Evil Empire. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.